This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. No more Taylor talk today. That's it.
Okay. Done. All right. Done. We're done talking about Taylor. Done. No more done. Taylor. Done. But what about that Hallmark movie? Oh, my God.
It's going to be a love story.
It is going to be a love story. I'm so excited to see that one. Yeah.
Let's talk about Linkin Park again, okay?
Yep.
Because I find this quite interesting. Did he find the audio that you were looking for? Of her singing that part?
He did.
Okay.
He did.
We want to play that because we didn't get to play it the first time around.
So Chester was the lead singer of Linkin Park. You know what the saddest part about this is? They have a video of him the day before he took his own life. And he was sitting at a table. I think it was his birthday or somebody's birthday party. Happy as can be. That's what's so tragic about these stories is because he was happy, they were cracking up, and everything was great, and then the next day it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. How long ago did that happen?
7 years ago.
I wasn't aware of it. I don't follow Linkin Park, so it
you
didn't
don't
really...
strike me as a Linkin Park fan.
No, I'm not. I'm not, Jimmy. Us grumpy, overfed guys, we're just not Linkin Park. We're more Dolly Parton, okay? Look, it's just not my cup of tea,
They're very loud, and it's very brass, and it's very aggressive music.
If I went to one of their shows, I'd probably take earplugs.
See,
yeah.
Whereas I know every word to every song.
Oh, and it just takes me back to high school.
Yeah.
Linkin Park.
I said the earplug thing is a joke, because I've seen people show up at concerts. Who wears earplugs at a concert? Why'd you buy a ticket?
Well, they put them on little kids.
I've seen adults with them before.
Oh, I have too,
They have earplugs that you can still hear, but it protects your ears.
Oh, well, I have that for shooting guns.
Uh-huh. They have that for concerts.
So we went to Blink-182 when they were just here, and people were wearing earbuds the entire time.
You see them. Uh-huh.
I guess I would if I was in front of the, stack of speakers.
The speakers is playing right
now. I feel like Linkin Park is taking a risk, big time. Because like you said, when we talked about this, before, that, most groups out there, you got a male singer, you get a male to replace it, and you try to replicate what you sounded like with the original singer. Linkin Park has gone a different direction with this by getting a female, right?
Yep.
Wow.
And she's a Scientologist.
That's a gamble.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's wild to me that their PR team would be like, let's try this person.
Well, and that she's getting so much backlash because she helped out that Danny Matheson.
Masterson.
Why can't I say Masterson?
It couldn't be any worse.
I know. And he was a convicted, sex crime. And so he's gone away. He was on that 70s show and she took up for him. But the only thing I would say is Scientologists don't drink and they don't do drugs. And I think in that band, it's a good thing.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
That's a hard lifestyle.
I'm surprised Scientology kind of, you know, signs off on this.
I'm sure they're proud of it.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Get some publicity.
Public eye.
Rock and roll lifestyle.
I mean, they like Tom Cruise.
All right. Now, is the cut here with her on it, Schmidl?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's cut three?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
All right. So let's listen to this. This is, what's her name? Amy?
I believe it is Emily.
Is it Amy?
Emily.
Emily. Emily, the new lead singer of Linkin Park.
Put my trust in you. Push this far.
Not to sing with us.
Yeah. Now, let's put it to Textnado. Textnado at 51059. Do you think she fills the bill the way it should be? Or maybe it's a mistake and it doesn't really...
I will say on Twitter, people don't like her.
Yeah.
When I first heard it, I was skeptical. I wanted to jump on that train too because, I mean, it's not Chester.
Yeah.
But no one's going to be Chester.
Right.
So I feel like it's actually a great move to go female because with another male, you're not going to be able to replicate that sound. I don't care who you get.
Yeah.
I mean, and she's got her own sound. She doesn't sound like him and she's not supposed to sound like him, but she fills that void.
I feel like other bands have done a better job filling the void, though.
But he is a scream. He was a scream singer.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, you can pretty much put anybody in there.
She's got, to me, it's got a karaoke sound to it.
Okay, well, anyway.
It does. It just does to me.
Yeah.
But no, I thought I'd just ask Textnado at 51059, do you, if you're a Linkin Park fan, and there are a lot of them. There are a lot of them. And by the way, they're going on tour. They're only going to do two shows in the U.S., and then they may add some later on if everything goes well, I guess. But they're going to do New York, and they're going to do L.A., so.
Why don't you find the Try So Hard in the system? The OG one.
Yeah.
And so you can compare it if you'd like. I mean, there's just nobody like him. He's just amazing.
Yeah. You can't replicate that.
Yeah, and some of the replies here aren't so good.
I know, that's what I was saying on Twitter. But you know, whatever. It's fine. Everything's fine.
No, I agree. I mean, I don't care either way.
Who cares? It's Friday. But I like the song. I can sing to it. It's got a great beat. I can dance to it.
Yeah. I want to go Angry Drive right now.
I'm just telling you, that is the only bad thing. And I know I brought it up earlier. That's the only bad thing about these songs is just it takes you back to where you were at that time. And that was not a good time for me.
Trauma.
Yeah. So, like, and it takes you back to high school.
Oh,
yeah. So I don't know if you're having a good time.
I was having a good time during the Linkin Park days, yeah, for sure. I was doing some things I probably shouldn't have been doing.
So I think he has it ready if you want to play the OG song.
I don't know if I have it.
It's in the stack.
Yeah.
It's not in my stack. No.
It's called Try So Hard.
It's in the end.
Oh, in the end. Yeah. Sorry. Oh.
I could start it. You want me to start it?
The only one I have is the one you have, number three.
Are you trying to play the hook or the whole song?
The whole song.
Yeah, I thought we were trying to play the whole song.
Yeah,
okay. I didn't realize
there
that.
There we go.
Okay, there you go.
All right, everybody sing along. It's Friday.
There you go. There.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie morning show on the Odyssey app. There you go. That's the classic Linkin Park.
Do you want to hear the worst story ever?
What's that?
And I was trying to figure out if I wanted to tell it or not, but I think I am going to tell it.
All right.
This is called The Most Humiliating Thing That's Ever Happened to Any Woman in Her Life by Jamie White.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So my friend, not the friend group friends, but just a side friend, you know, a side chick. That's what it sounded like. Anyway, she works at a dental office, okay? And they got brand new, beautiful upholstered chairs. And her boss, the dentist, is a real tightwad, right?
Yeah.
But they have, in the waiting room, they have these beautiful upholstered chairs. And he was talking about how much they cost and all that. But they don't treat children. They treat adults. It's an adult dental office, right?
Okay.
Mostly. So she's sitting there. They're all sitting in it. They're all like loving the new chairs, the whole new, you know, atrium thing, blah, blah, blah. Oh, she gets up.
Oh,
yep.
No.
Yep.
Oh. And?
BJ and Jamie.
I don't see it. Are you sure it's over here?
Right over there. Look right over there. Right over there.
No, I don't see it.
Hold on. Some fighter jets are probably going to shoot it down.
Oh.
Didn't they shoot it down the last one?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So here's the deal. There's some kind of crazy ass balloon flying over the Front Range. I guess yesterday it was spotted in Cheyenne and now it's floating this way. It says, let's see her. Some people are thinking it's another Chinese balloon. It was in Cheyenne last night around sunset. And I don't know what this.
No.
And
then, man, I remember the balloon boy thing. I wish we'd have another one of those.
You know, I lived in L.A. when that happened. And
really?
I was like fascinated. I was just, Jamie, I watched I it here. The whole time.
It was awesome. No, it really was.
It was
now,
awesome.
I'd like to have
really
another one.
It really was kind of awesome.
I don't want a kid up there. Maybe we put a donkey or something. But
a
we
donkey?
Should have, I'd love to have another balloon incident like that. That would be great because we were all on the edge, man. This balloon up there, thousands of feet, and there's a kid inside.
And there's a chopper following it. I remember the chopper was following it.
God, it was good stuff.
Oh, my God. I remember. I'm sure all of you guys do. You remember exactly where you were, right?
I don't.
Yeah.
You don't?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God.
I was here in the studio.
You were?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
I just was like, and then when it like crashed, I was like, oh, my God, I don't want to see this. I don't know what's happened.
That field.
Yeah. And then
and they came running out to it. Remember that?
Yes.
Oh, and the trucks were making their way, fire trucks. They were all rushing to the scene and it was empty.
It was empty. Thank God. And then they interviewed the little boy and then he was like, my dad told me to hide right up there.
I was right on that cliff right there.
No, he's like
kids.
In a barn or something.
Oh, really? Kids are 5 years old. It was an attic in a barn.
Yeah.
No, it was a shed.
Yeah.
Yeah. The kid, every 5-6-year-old kid will rat your ass out so fast. They will.
Yeah.
You know they will, Jamie. You've got a 5 or had a 5-year-old at one time.
But my son actually looked at me and said, my dad thinks you're an effing blankety blank.
Yeah.
And I was like, and he was 5. I was like, good to know.
Yeah. Mine's not as bad as that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I give that kid a Reese's cup. His mom gets home. He's got chocolate on his face going, dad gave me a Reese's cup. Shut up.
Yeah. So this
that
kid did it on
to be a secret.
He did it on the national news. And then this guy, you know, the family, they go to jail or whatever. And then the poor dad is like now destitute. And he starts sawing wood and putting a nail in it and selling back scratchers.
Oh,
so he put a piece of wood like with the bark on it.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to nail it into hairy ball he came up, and scratch your back. Yeah.
He came up with like three or four different items that he was trying to sell. He was such a shyster, man. Yeah. It was unbelievable.
I wonder where he is now.
I don't know. I don't know where dad is.
Back to China. We got a Chinese balloon or something, and it's flying around.
All right, we'll keep you updated on this Chinese balloon.
There's an article from KDVR. Apparently, it's from something called Worldview Enterprises. They're a space and technology company. The balloon is one of their...
It's not as exciting.
Yeah, we need it to be a Chinese balloon.
We need it to be a Chinese balloon, Spadil.
We need an F-14 or F-16.
We're trying to cause panic.
One of those Fs. Yes. My God, get on board.
They're spying on all of us.
Back to you.
It's a Chinese balloon, man.
There you go.
With a kid inside. All right, so what's going on downtown? It looks like the food trucks are, boom, you're out of here. The city of Denver says no more food trucks downtown at 2 a.m. when the bars close.
I think that's a mistake.
I do, too.
You know, I mean, if we're really trying to revamp downtown and stuff.
Although I will say, I mean, our rule is that if we're downtown, we don't stay longer than midnight. That's the cutoff.
Yeah.
Like, you get out of Lodo, especially Lodo at midnight, you get out of there.
Well, there's a lot of people that do. Okay, so why not have the food trucks? I don't understand.
And it's destroying them. You know, the guy that I watched last night, he's like, I have two little kids, and this is how I make
that
my money.
That is the sad part.
Yeah. These people, they get out there because that's their clientele. They've decided that we're going to work from 9 p.m. till 4 a.m., okay? That's their window. If they go out and do 12 noon, it's already saturated. That's their audience. So why are you banning him? You're right. It's costing them money.
Mohammed Elisa's dream to open his restaurant came true in 2019 after running a successful food truck in Denver since 2017. After learning he once again will no longer be able to operate his food truck in the lower downtown area on weekend late nights.
Close here. Open there. You cannot open here. Open there. We are tired. The business is coming back little by little. Then tell us shut down again.
Denver police say this measure is in place in an effort to enhance safety, decrease foot traffic and violence. The hope is people will leave the area right after they leave the club or entertainment venue.
I feel bad for this guy. I feel bad for a guy that steps out of the bar. You've hit on a couple of chicks. Nobody's taking you up on your offer. Maybe a couple of mollies. And you've got a couple of drinks in you, and you hit the street, and you're hungry as hell.
Those girls were both named Molly?
Yeah, both girls. What are the odds? Think of that. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. You walk out there. You're looking to be overfed. You know,
here's what I always think of. I don't know why, but it's stuck with me for my life. And that is what Anthony Bourdain said. He said, always support the food trucks, because what you don't understand about food trucks is that that is probably the most amazing chefs on the planet that can't afford to open up a true restaurant. And you're going to get food like you've never had in your life, because these are really passionate people that know their product. And so you should always support them.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's a good way to look at it. You know, these are the best chefs.
I mean, some of the best food I've had is from food trucks.
Yeah. I agree. Now, the bottom line is this. As you heard in the report, they're saying that it's too dangerous. They want people that come out of the bars to get the hell out of town, all right, to get out to the burbs and get away from downtown, that it's just too dangerous. But I don't know how the food trucks cause more danger. Is that?
Yeah, I don't.
Do people get bites waiting in line?
They said that they, gather around
them. They congregate.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Yeah. I liked gather because it was easier to say.
I feel bad for these truck drivers, the food guys.
I do too. And what sucks is, like, we went to a concert at Red Rocks and then we stayed downtown. And then the kitchen at the hotel is shut down. And I'm like, is there anywhere we can get food? And the guy's like, you have to walk 5 blocks that way to get kind of food.
Convenient, too. Yeah, I mean, you're starving at that time of the morning.
Yeah.
You know, and you walk out of there and you're right. There's absolutely nothing open downtown. No. Nothing. All you've got is the food trucks. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday, everybody.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be
presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.